Hi, it's Leah Dunn here on OCI Radio and 101.6 FM for the Costa del Sol and 94.6 FM for the Costa Blanca. You're all very welcome to the show today. And indeed, you're all very welcome to the show today. Now, I have several guests in the studio today, two of which are known very well to OCI listeners. That's Martin and Marion Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. You're very welcome, guys.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much. And they have brought along a very special guest, Rachel Jamieson. Rachel, you're very welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming down and sharing your story with us. Now, unfortunately, Rachel has had some difficulties over the years. She's been a bulimic. She was a bulimic for 15 years, I believe, yeah?
That's right.
That's a hell of a long time to be a... You're lucky to be sitting here today with us, I would imagine, yeah?
I'm definitely glad to be sitting here as healthy as I am today.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, take us back. Bulimia, we all know a little bit about it, so tell us exactly how it all started.
I suppose it started in my early teens, and I wasn't very happy with myself or my life, and I decided that if I was... losing weight, that will make things better.
As a youngster, now, what were you like? Did you have friends in school and that? Were you popular? Did you, you know, did you have a group of friends?
I was very happy in my childhood. I grew up in a farm in a village in the north of England. Brothers and sisters.
Yeah. So everything was fine.
Everything was fine.
No traumatic experiences in your childhood.
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. So when you reached the age of 14, what changed?
I suppose it's the issues surrounding puberty.
Was your skin bad, for example?
No, my skin was fine.
Yeah.
I just thought I wanted to be the perfect weight, in the perfect shape. And
yeah, you had friends, though, and all that kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah, I had
friends. You weren't
friends
out on this,
Everything was fine, but...
just trying to build a picture of, you know, how it all, how it all started off, yeah?
Looking back, I just had the insecurities, I suppose, of any teenage girl. And I just... took it a little bit too far.
So how did it all start, Rachel?
Well, it all started, I suppose I would call myself back then a failed anorexic. I decided that if I wanted to lose weight, then I would obviously have to not eat as much food. But I didn't really make that work, so I'd read a lot about eating disorders. And I actually made a conscious decision to become bulimic.
I can't believe that. I really can't believe it. It's amazing. I just feel that, like, knowing little about it, obviously, that a bulimic, that you become, you know, it's not a conscious thing. You just suddenly wind up being a bulimic through a series of steps. But no, you consciously made it.
I think that can often happen, but I saw it as a quick fix.
I suppose, yeah.
If I knew then what I knew now, the way that it would develop...
What about the rest of your friends? Were they as weight conscious? Were they? Is this something you spoke about with your peers? You know, let's say your best friend?
My two sort of best friends at the time were very naturally thin.
So this was obviously having an influence on
you? Yeah, I was one of
a subconscious
three.
They
didn't restrict my food, but I was obviously a little bit bigger than them. Looking back, there wasn't anything wrong at all.
But hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about the early days of your bulimia then.
I suppose when the bulimia started at first, I wasn't actually indulging in binges at that time. I was just purging the meals that I ate if I thought I'd eaten too much or
And looking back
the wrong
on it now, you weren't eating too much though, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was eating a balanced diet anyone in their...
So this is definitely something that's in your mind, in your head, isn't it? That you feel you're eating more than you are, but you actually weren't, no?
Sure, I just... When it started, I only... Like I say, I would only be sick if I ate too much or if I thought that I'd eaten
the wrong foods.
And then
you probably felt you were doing the right thing as well, because, you know, you think if you've only just overdone it, well, that's, you know, that you could probably justify it in yourself, could you?
Well, at first, I was really... quite pleased with myself. I thought I'd found a way of living a normal life, but cheating, I suppose.
Yeah. When did it start to spiral out of control?
It started when I couldn't eat anything normally without... Once I'd found a way to throw up, it was very easy for me. So when I ate any food at all, it would just be a choice. I thought, well, I might as well... The more I purge, the more weight I'll lose.
So then it wasn't just the overeating now. Now you'd gone to the stage where, you know, any bit of food at all wasn't staying in the system. Yeah.
It was just so easy for me. It was almost became a reflex to do that. So.
And you, as you say, you were from a big family. Was nobody noticing what was going on in the early days, for example?
Yeah, I suppose I was about 16. I'd just changed from school to college.
Were you living at home?
Yeah, I was still living at home. My parents noticed that I was starting to lose some weight and challenged me, and I furiously denied it. And said, so they probably just thought that it was a silly diet, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, yeah, because, I mean, everybody was doing it, weren't they? Yeah, yeah.
But I thought that they might find out, so I became very secretive about the behaviours.
Yes. You say in your story that I have here that you became obsessed with being bulimic, yeah?
I didn't, yeah. I wanted to be a better bulimic, so to speak.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. What was going through your head at the time?
At that time, I was pretty one track. I'd found the way to do what I wanted to do. I was getting the results that I wanted. People were noticing. People were saying that I'd lost weight. Initially, they were saying I looked good. Or look better, and then as time went on, they got quite concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're saying that I'd lost
too
much
weight. And how was the rest
weight.
Of your life? Were you able to continue on with your studies, and did it affect any other aspect of your life?
Yeah, as time went on, it became sort of my totality, if you like. I still had a life outside it, but the bulimia was getting more and more.
Well, because
central.
I mean, obviously, you would be lacking in vitamins and nourishment and all that. So, you wouldn't have been able to do. But you know, for example, a young girl, like, you're going out, enjoying herself, maybe having a few drinks, you wouldn't have been able to do anything like that, because surely you wouldn't have been able to have a drink, because there was, you know.
That was one of the dangerous things that I got. I mean, I was purging quite a lot, and then going out afterwards to forget about it.
And how did that make you feel? What effect did that have on you physically?
Well, the drinking, and I was drinking alcohol, it sort of worsened, because obviously if you're depleting your vitamins and your blood sugar levels and alcohol on top of that.
So you could have only had a drink or two, and then you'd have been away with the fairies, yeah?
Well, no, I used to drink quite excessively.
And how were you able to keep standing, like? I know myself, if I even say, you know, you go straight from work, we've all done it, had a few drinks without having a meal, you know, that's one meal, you end up plastered, like, you know, so how could you keep standing?
I began to have blackouts, and I couldn't remember. So I'm just very lucky that I had friends to look after me.
So you said when you were looking for accommodation in your student days, you had to be careful about where you went, and you know, because of your bulimia, should I say.
Well, when I left college, I actually, by that point,
had you finished your career in college? Did you manage to get all your exams and everything?
I'd got a couple of A levels, not very successfully, but I started as a student nurse, and that lasted all of a few months, because my head wasn't interested in anything by that point. And I was
how many years now? We're talking about many years.
I was 19, so that's about
5 years. Yeah, about 5 years.
It's about 10 years ago.
No, but I mean, you were 5 years into your bulimia at that stage.
If it's 5 years,
So, God, things must have been taking their toll at that stage, were they?
Well, by that point, it was regular binges outside of. I mean, I wasn't eating normally anyway, but I began to have large binges.
Not to go into the very gory details, but tell us exactly what that is, binging. Like, tell us what it involves.
Binging, for me, involved buying or just having very, very large amounts of food, like abnormally large amounts of food.
And would that be savoury, sweet, or did it make any difference?
At the start, it was, I would choose, you know, obviously soft foods, cheap foods eventually, because I was going through so much food. As it progressed, it didn't matter. It didn't matter about the food anymore. It was more about the purging it afterwards.
Yeah. Cheapers, yeah.
So from what it started to when it ended up, it was a very different different ball game. It was more about the purging than the eating, and the weight was just a side effect in the end.
What weight would you have been at this stage now? 19. What weight were you?
Well, my weight fluctuated. There was some points where I'd weigh myself 10 or 15 times a day, and then there was other points where I just wouldn't weigh myself
at all. You couldn't bear to look, yeah.
No, so... Yeah. But, it stayed pretty constant, I suppose, sort of a normal weight, but at times, when it got out of control, I did lose quite a bit of weight, so...
Yeah, and how is this affecting you physically? Like, I believe it affects your hair, your teeth, your...
Yeah, my teeth... started deteriorating by then.
Yeah.
I'd always have very, very good teeth, very strong teeth.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the dentist because I was getting pains. And
would they not have copped on to what was going on? Because I believe there's quite visible signs of bulimia in your teeth, isn't there?
Well, they were quite shocked looking at my records. And
yeah.
He actually said, the first dentist that I, you know, went to, he said, "What on earth have you been doing?" And I admitted what I had been doing. He basically called me a silly girl, so I changed dentists, and she was quite sympathetic.
Yeah.
But I had done a lot of damage. All the enamel on my teeth had gone. Over the years, it's got worse. I've had to have caps put on them.
What about the rest of you physically, like your stomach, your kidneys, your liver, all these kind of things? Would they all have been affected as well?
Yeah. Well, my whole system, because I was continually doing it, I always got pains and bloating when I wasn't... Any food that I ate, even if I didn't want to purge it at that time, it would feel uncomfortable to have food.
I suppose, yeah. And you would have felt bloated, what we would feel bloated, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even with small amounts of food, because it became a natural reflex just to get rid of it.
Yes, yeah. And at this stage, you've had no help whatsoever, no any kind of help.
I've been to my doctor and said, because when I first started, I didn't want to give it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it didn't.
Was it like an addiction?
It became an addiction for
me.
At the start, I didn't want to give it up. It was something that was mine. And then as my health got worse and it was seriously affecting my life.
Would you have constantly got colds and stuff like that because your immune system would be fairly low?
I just had general ill health.
Yeah.
And it started affecting me mentally, like I've said, with the blood sugar levels and the potassium. I was constantly sort of in a state of anxiety.
Oh, really, yeah.
Yes, it wasn't just the physical...
So listen, people around you, who was around you at the time, you know, what were they doing to help you?
I ended up moving about quite a lot because people would start to notice the effects, flatmates would start noticing.
And what kind of things would they say to you?
They never challenged me directly because I was very defensive and always denied it, you know. Sort of.
And what about your family? They must have been noticing things. I know you weren't living at home, but even so, you know, your parents always know
what's
going on.
Well, they noticed every time that I came home or every time they saw me that I looked quite ill in myself. And obviously I'd been losing weight time and again, but they just put it down to sort of a bad, poor lifestyle, you know, going out partying, which I was doing as well.
Yeah.
Sort of get away from it. But they were very worried.
Yes, yeah.
Very worried.
Okay, well, listen, Rachel, I'm afraid we're running out of time for this session, but you will come back and finish your story with us, will you? Please, because we want to know. I know it all has a happy ending, so we want to know how that happened, how it came about. So, listen, we've been speaking to Rachel Jameson, and she's been accompanied here by Martin and Marion Sheeran from Elite Clinics in Fuengirola. We all know. Remind us where Elite Clinics is, will you? Martin, come on, speak up.
Yes, Calle España, just off the Plaza de Constitution in Fuengirola, just opposite the post office, Liv.
Yeah, okay, so it was Elite Clinics who came to Rachel's rescue in the end, I believe.
Well, Rachel found us rather than us finding Rachel, yeah. But of course, I know we're running out of time now, but Rachel's not she's not what we call a standard bulimic. Normally, with bulimics, you would look for abuse, you look for bullying at school, you look for major trauma. That's the normal thing.
Yeah,
Rachel's quite unusual in that in that way, that, you know, in the initial sessions, that's always what you're looking for. You're looking for the trigger, the thing that brought it on. Rachel's never actually fell into the sort of standard, if there's such a thing, as a bulimic.
Yes, you know. That's why I was asking all those questions in the beginning. Yeah. To see if, exactly.
But I'll come along with Rachel next week, and maybe we'll sort of take that a bit deeper.
Okay, right. We'll just give out some contact details for Elite Clinics. They're in, as we say, in the centre of Fuengirola, right opposite the post office there, and their phone number is 951-311-591. That's 951-311-591. Listen, Rachel, thank you so much for coming down and sharing your story, and you will come back to us next week, yeah?
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we will be continuing with Rachel's story next week.